Thanks for doing this, Jill. Let's talk about some of the best and worst sports cities in America. I'm going to talk about a mid-sized one first because I thought it was interesting with Buffalo. Last couple of years, Buffalo, I felt, and I know in the stands, have trended down as far as hockey's gone. Like, they're not good. Their attendance is bad. But I know they have a lot of other things to offer there. And they had a pretty, they were the top city, mid-sized. Why?
Well, this looks at every sport. So football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, and not just the pros, also minor leagues, collegiate leagues. So looking at all of that helps Buffalo. Football, obviously, the Bills having some pretty strong seasons lately, I think helps. Great fan engagement and fan attendance. And for hockey, that's trended down when it comes to the pros. But college-wise, they still have, some good teams. So I think that helps in that scenario.
Okay. And then if you had the data for wings, like I'm a big Gabriel's Gate guy. I don't know if you've had wings a lot in Buffalo. Do you have a favorite place?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Sure. Do you have a favorite wing joint in Buffalo? Like mine is Gabriel's Gate. I don't know if you've had a lot of wings in Buffalo, but they're known for them. I was just curious.
I actually have never been to Buffalo.
Oh, so okay.
I cannot speak to the wings there.
Well, if you do go to Gabriel's Gate. Don't go to the Anchor Bar. You'll thank me later. Okay. So let's talk big cities. So Boston was first. I get it. There's a lot there, especially now when you're talking about colleges and otherwise. L.A. was two. I guess I'm surprised at L.A. being two.
Well, what helps L.A. is having multiple pro teams for a lot of these sports.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, one reason, just sheer kind of opportunity. I mean, the title of this report is Best Sports Cities. With really fans in mind. So if you're a fan, you want to go to games, L.A. is a good place to go just because there are more opportunities. They might be more expensive opportunities, but, you do have that. And it's obviously a buzzy place to be. I think the sports world in general is still really excited about L.A., even with the most recent crypto.com news. A lot of big things are happening there. The teams are still worth a lot of money. And the fans, really, I think, are still worth a lot of money.
Sure. Now, talk to me about that crypto.com deal. It's a $700 million deal. I still don't believe in it. Like, I don't believe in crypto. Like, I'm not selling my house and putting it in crypto. I'm not putting my 401k in crypto. What is it, just good advertising, or you think it's more than that?
Well, you're not, but a lot of people are.
Okay.
So I think that's part of it. I think it's them signaling, hey, it was Staples, which a few people I think have seen an actual staple.
Yeah, they started to go out of business by me in Jersey, so I get it.
And even like a staple from a staple gun,
True.
Like fewer and fewer. It's like saying wallet. A lot of people haven't even seen a wallet.
Right.
So I think it's that, and it's just signifying, like, hey, we're moving into the future. This is the first step.
Okay. I did find it interesting. I'll say that. It definitely caught my eye. So now we're going to have, like, a verbal kind of city kind of war because somehow Pittsburgh comes in four, Philly comes in five. Both those cities would argue that they're in the wrong spot.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, both of them have struggled with some of their teams not doing as well lately, whether we're talking about baseball, whether we're talking about hockey, football, certainly this year, at least for the Eagles. So, it's interesting. Both of those have had success in probably each of these sports in the past, but it's rare for it to be a Boston situation or an L.A. situation when there's more than one team being good at a time. And I think that's where they're struggling.
Okay. And what's better in your eyes, a Philly cheesesteak or a Permane Brothers sandwich? I'm going to go with the cheesesteak, but I'm curious what your opinion is.
I'm like a sausage and peppers girl, so I would have to go with the sandwich.
Okay. You're going to go Permane Brothers. All right. Interesting. Yeah, they're both good. I mean, I just had one. I was up there not that long ago, and it took a while to eat, but I, you know, it's one of those things too. I'm going to be honest here. It's funny. You look at it and you say, how could you even eat that? It's just so big. It's gluttonous. You can't do it. And I sat there and I was like scouting a hockey game. I ate it. I ate the whole thing. I was shocked at myself. I was.
Yeah, I don't know about the whole thing in one sitting for me, but it's like, in it, it's like you get back to it. You come back to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I like that. So as far as another one of the mid-sized cities, Ann Arbor is one that's really interesting because, you know, you've got Michigan there. You've got a lot of things there. And you even have like, and I don't know if it counts for this, but the National Team Development Program for U.S. Hockey is there. And that's a big deal too. They have a U.S. Hockey Arena. It does fill up fans for different international events. And for that team when they play, and they do play some colleges. So I don't know if they actually track on that, but Ann Arbor does have a lot going on.
And also great sandwiches.
Oh, what's good there?
There they have a really good Jewish deli.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. So it doesn't track for the development program, but it still tracks for hockey and having, you know, a collegiate team that is great year after year.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you can really only say about a few of the D1 schools. So that, and of course, it's always a competitor when it comes to football. It's always a competitor when it comes to basketball. So that's why it's still a great sports city, not necessarily for pro teams, but a lot of great college teams and definitely, you know, a sense of, you know, rooting for that team definitely every Saturday and then, you know, for hockey and basketball throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, for hockey, as an example, at Yost Arena, sometimes students are waiting out overnight when they put tickets on sale. Like, that's how much in demand they are, more than football even.
Yeah, exactly. And you see, and it's a cold place to do that. And I would see, I mean, it's hard for me to even speak this highly of it because I am a Buckeye, and Columbus did rank better in this ranking. But
I like how you slipped that in. That's good. Good for you.
When you do go up north, I mean, we would do the same thing. Football was more of a lottery system, but for basketball, we would camp out. I mean, those are cold places to do that. So those are true fans.
Hardy people. Now, have you tried the Detroit pizza?
Yes.
What'd you think of it? I thought it was good.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Okay.
It's a little too thick for me.
Too doughy.
A little bit too doughy.
Okay. Yeah,
but I
get that.
I think I like it better than Chicago pizza.
Yeah, I do too. I like the cheese choices better. Like, they had some different cheeses in there, and Chicago's is like 12 pounds of cheese, like just put in a pie shell. And after a while, while it is really good, like, who could eat more than two slices of that? And you can't even call it a slice. Like, I don't know what you call it.
And it's a little too saucy for me, Chicago pie.
Yeah, there's a lot. That's true. Yeah, you could definitely spoil it with too much sauce. So another interesting one, Morgantown, West Virginia. Like, that's one where I've driven through. I definitely see the college atmosphere being big, but I don't know what else is really there. I mean, I know they have minor league hockey. Is Morgantown really enough to, I guess they were like 10th on the midsize.
Yeah, I mean, again, college sports huge there. The Mountaineers certainly have a history and a tradition, so that helps. We do look at, you know, historical wins. Basketball, usually is somewhat of a competitor. And then it's baseball, and especially soccer teams for college are typically some of the best in the country, especially when we're looking at women's soccer. So that's why Morgantown ranks, you know, highly here. Hockey, not really much going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what we have to say for that. And it, they're very well-attended games because there is that idea of, you know, what else are we going to do here?
Right. Now, I did see some of the in the mid-size, like North Carolina tract, and that would make sense to me. That's they're pretty rabid about their sports there.
Yeah, I mean, the North Carolina schools, and especially having them be so close together, you know, at least when you're talking about Duke and UNC, I mean, that's a great sports environment. You have a lot of other huge collegiate rivals, but they're rarely in the same state, let alone, you know, a few miles apart.
Now, I saw Penn State sort of ranked up in there, and but I was wondering, is that enough? I mean, I know they got a hockey team now, so that's for the last, you know, 5 to 7 years, whatever, and it's done well. But are there enough teams at Penn State to rank on this? Because I'm imagining, and you could tell me, like, for some of these mid-sized places, you know, what is the number of teams that you're looking at, like, on your spreadsheet, on your data?
Right. So per city, so in Penn State's case, you know, there's only one college there, in State College.
Right.
So we're just looking at the football team and then men and women's basketball, soccer, hockey in some cases. We do look at softball as well.
Okay.
But yeah, State College ranked right after Ann Arbor. So we do, it's interesting, we did see like a pretty tight grouping of some of those Big Ten schools.
Mm-hmm.
Which tracks, because I think Big Ten in general has been doing a little bit better as of late. We do see, you know, a bunch of them. East Lansing is right there, Columbus, Ann Arbor, State College, kind of all within the same 10 spots.
So with them, was it just a matter of the city being more diversified? Like, you know, State College, that's it, right? That's all there is. Where some of the others, you do have a little bit more.
Yeah, and so the other thing that we kept in mind here was also, you know, where could you go enjoy a game? So things like sports bars, the number of sports bars actually did help here.
Now, here's the thing in sports bars, and maybe you could change the world on this one. A lot of sports bars, still with everything muted, and I get it because people want to talk, they don't put on closed captioning. Don't you feel like they should put on closed captioning on, like, games and such so you could get that little extra, and definitely especially on ESPN, because it's not like they're showing, you know, highlights all the time, and they don't put any closed captioning, and if they're not showing a highlight, you have no idea what's going on. What is your feeling on that with the bar owners on that?
Yeah, I mean, when I am setting up a game watch, I tend to keep in mind places that have the sound on. And then, of course, I have to have the sound on for my game.
Right, of course.
And not a different game, which is hard. But, yeah, I think if there's no sound, then you need the closed captions.
Yeah, I agree. And what you just said, too, can be a frustrating thing. You walk into a sports bar, and there's, like, 50 TVs, and you want to watch your game. What is the one team that you root for that when you go in and do that, you always have a hard time? And what's the city that, like, that gives you the hard time?
Well, in New York City, where I live, it's pretty impossible with the Eagles.
Right. Although there's an Eagles bar in New York, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Okay.
My personal favorite is Wogie's in the West Village. So, unless you're going to, you know, a team-specific bar, it's hard. There's actually more teams that are... I mean, more bars that are much willing to play the Buckeyes sound.
Okay.
Which is how, I mean, they're like, you know, typically good.
Right. So that's the reason, is because they look at that and say, okay, now with the Eagles thing, do you think it's just the sheer dynamic that Giants fans hate Eagles fans, so we're just not going to do it because we just feel like we're going to annoy people? But Ohio State's sort of safe because New York doesn't really have any comparable college that could rival it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Even when I was living in D.C. too, getting the Eagles on would be tough.
Yeah, in the Redskins town, Washington football team, it's still hard. And they're going to change the name again, and I'll screw it up again. But yeah, with the Washington football team and that, with that rivalry, it is hard. Now, do you get weird looks when you're asking for that in that town? Like, why are you doing this?
No, I think at least there is this, like, you know, sense of rivalry, but also camaraderie and the fact that we're all pretty bad. Like, we don't want to put any of those games on.
Right. That's funny. Well, listen, as always, thanks for putting together this list, and it's always been always eye-opening.
Of course, yeah. Happy watching.